In the latest execution of hostages in Iraq, a kidnapped Turkish hostage was executed Monday by masked gunmen. As a result, the Turkish Truck Drivers Union now says it will not haul any more goods for U.S. forces in Iraq. As Day Today's Eric Nita reports, many civilian contractors and their employers are facing tough choices in the race for post-war profits.
Like thousands of other U.S. contractors in Iraq, Tom Kenton is looking for a big paycheck. The 40-year-old former Army Reserve officer works for a Turkish supply firm. In between business meetings in Baghdad, Kenton says he tries to keep a low profile.
I grew a mustache. I'm sort of dark-complected a little bit. I wear local clothes. But everybody knows who I am. Everybody knows where I live. And the only thing between me and what happened to the Turkish driver today is probably time.
Despite the risk, Kenton believes time and money are on his side right now, especially if he signs one of the lucrative U.S. reconstruction contracts.
I make three times as much every month as I do in my U.S. job, and if I make a sale, the payoff can be tremendous.
Kenton's job ends in October when he hopes to come back to Maryland a rich man, but that reward has some big risks. So far this year in Iraq, an estimated 70 foreign contractors have been kidnapped. 40 were released, many after their companies agreed to stop work and leave the country. 8 hostages have been killed. Kenton does not have faith that his own employer will get him out of a similar situation.
If you get captured, will your company help get you out?
I doubt it. I've got a plan for that, too.
What's that?
I'm a member of the One Bullet Club. I've got one in my pocket for me.
Kenton's fatalism isn't shared by all contractors, but he raises the question of what are the responsibilities of private firms toward their workers. Entrepreneur Browning Rockwell is a Washington-based consultant who has several Iraq contracts. He said that political leaders worry about the implications of submitting to kidnappers, but that business people have to think more about their own workers.
If you're an owner of a company and you have an employee, you have a personal connection with that person, and across all the other employees you have in your company, it can set a precedent for everyone. They figure, well, if they ignore this person, they'll ignore me.
Some employers are reluctant to say how they would react for fear of tipping off the bad guys. Michelle Zielinski is chief operating officer of Lewis Berger, a Washington-based construction and engineering firm that received a $20 million contract earlier this year. Zielinski said there would be a difficult decision to make if one of his employees was kidnapped in Iraq.
I certainly wouldn't want my adversary to know how I would deal with it.
Zielinski's company has been working in global hotspots for 50 years. Employees have been killed and threatened several times. 2 weeks ago, 8 guards were killed in Afghanistan. He says the decision to leave an area is usually made by the client. In many cases, that's the U.S. government.
If you have unrest or if you have a situation where it becomes untenable, you can leave. However, it is usually not possible to just say, you know, I think it's untenable, and then leave on your own. Your client may disagree with that.
He says that employees are always free to leave on their own, but he says that the company feels a duty to keep working in Iraq as long as there are U.S. troops on the ground risking their lives.
And if the contracting community today started picking and choosing and deciding not to work in that country, the only result we would have would be that these troops, the National Guard, the reserves, would have to stay there longer, and I don't think that would be right.
Secretary of State Colin Powell echoed that stick-to-it mentality during a visit last week to Baghdad. He told reporters that the U.S. has to provide more security, but admitted that kidnappers are making an impact.
As tragic as these incidents are when they come along, kidnappings and then the murder of those who have been kidnapped, we must continue to persevere. But obviously it does have a deterring effect.
Powell's visit was an attempt to boost morale. He encouraged civilians and government workers to get tough, but his own State Department upgraded its travel warning to Iraq recently, stating that the danger has gotten worse since the new Iraqi government took power last month. One Middle East expert says there may be a positive effect to all the kidnappings. It may force some Western companies to hire more Iraqi citizens to run the contracts, because they may be less of a target. And getting more money to Iraqis could improve life for everyone. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneedler in Washington.